he had an asthma attack right there in front of when we first met. So I happened to have an asthma inhaler with me. And had I not, perhaps we wouldn't be here today. I want to say to all the parents who've supported us, Corkbeck, NSC, Ms. Coveney, I want to say to all the mentors around the world, all the mentors here, all the kids who've taken this on, who every week I see, you know, just making and doing great stuff. I want to say to all of you, Garava Mila Mahagat. In the world, it is rare that something new gets completely created by a community. It doesn't happen that often. And Kota Dojo is an expression of many different elements. The expression, you know, Kota is obvious, but Dojo is actually an 800-year-old tradition of experiential learning that was created by the Japanese for martial arts and for kendo, for karate. And the combining of those pieces, the modern and the old, is something that I think Ireland is particularly good at. And then to take that and turn it into a story that can be told the world over is something else that I think Ireland is particularly good at. And we are only here because of the goodwill of Irish people in tough times. You know, you might have been able to start this in Silicon Valley in, you know, the boom times quite easily. You know, there might have been a ton of money. There might have been a ton of publicity. But in the toughest of times, Irish people got behind this idea, took a risk, and said, yeah, let's do it. And parents trusted us, crazy guys, with their kids. Albeit we made them stay. But that trust also is something that I think Ireland is unique in delivering. And I'm just so, so, so grateful and humble to be here to have this event, because I know that this is not the end. It is really the end of the beginning. We're at 104 Kota Dojos in Ireland alone. Every Kota Dojo around the world sees Cork as the centre of the universe. Indeed. Where are those Kerry guys? We just lost our articles in Silicon Republic. And they see Ireland as this wonderful, powerful place. I heard this wonderful little anecdotal story. A tech founder came to Ireland recently and was overheard to say, "I can't believe it. My kids are learning to code, and I come from Palo Alto, and my kids have never learned to code. How is it that in Ireland, my kids are learning to code, and in Palo Alto, they're not?" And that just shows you that we are cutting edge, and we're 104 dojos in Ireland now. My vision for Ireland is 1,000 dojos. That will give us blanket coverage. That will mean that every child in Ireland who has even an inkling of being good at coding will have that opportunity. And it's through the generosity of the Irish people that we will make that happen. And I think that's going to be pretty special. Thanks very much.